why.
Log Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess that worked, huh?
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, Locario the bad boy, man. How you doing, man? Man, we got it going right, guys. Bad boy is here. Your boy, Mr. Locario. Steve the Dean Williams, man. And we'll set the number up if y'all want to call in, but before we even get the show going, let's just make sure we let everybody know what the show is all about. And I think this is it right here.
How many you?
Oh, that's not it. Damn it. That's not it. Hold on. This is it. This is it right here. I'm sorry.
The following program is rated MAN. What does that mean? That means Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams aren't here to give your ass chicken soup. They're here to change the way you think, so you can start getting some pussy instead of being treated like one. You can sit on the sidelines like most weak men, or you can get into the game. Call in. The lines are open. My question is, who's reading the first fucking email?
All right, there we go. All right, who's up? All right, I got first one. All right, let me go ahead and read the first one. Give me a second. Okay. First email. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, here we go. The first email is, hey, Steve, what's going on? Love the content that you do. Can you answer me a question? What do you mean when you tell guys they're not men? I don't understand how you can say that when you don't know people. Can you explain manhood to me, because I'm a little lost?
Oh, man. Steve, let me say something. The thing is, the reason why we're saying that, you know, a lot of you guys aren't men is because, one, dudes don't take responsibility for their own shit. You understand? You know, even for example, I hear a lot of guys out there talking about, yo, you dating coaches, you guys, you're saying a whole bunch of shit, and you guys are scamming, and you guys this, and you guys that. So I'm like, that's not our fault that you're having trouble with women. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not the dating coach's fault. It's your fault for not taking the information and doing what you need to do with the information. Because if you notice, for example, we'll have to tell you to say the same shit like 10 different times, and dudes will still call back and have the same, you know, situations. I'm like, yo, we done told you this 10 different times already. So you're not taking responsibility for your shit. Two, men aren't being men because too many men out here are being extremely emotional in their, you know, actions and their thinking and what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? So you guys have to understand that as a man, it's not about just how you feel. It's about you doing the things you need to do. It's not about you doing the things based off of how you feel. You see what I'm saying? So you got a lot of guys out here, unfortunately, on some bitch made shit. You feel what I'm saying? And they're just going off their feelings. So even, for example, we were doing the live stream for the day, and Miles was on there, Steve Dean was on there, and whenever Miles or even like Steve Dean gets aggressive, you got dudes all in their feelings. So it's like, that's not masculine to be all in your feelings about, you know, receiving information. You see what I mean? So there's a lot of different things that, as to why we're saying, look, you guys aren't really being masculine. Like even being afraid to approach a chick. You shouldn't be afraid to approach a woman. You feel what I'm saying? Like you're physically stronger than a woman. You're more dominant than a woman. Why are you afraid of a woman? You see what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, you're just kind of bouncing off what you're saying, man. You know, I'm fine with people being mad at dating coaches because you and I are not necessarily dating coaches. We teach manhood. We don't teach gimmicks, tricks. We don't teach you how to bitch, whine, moan, and complain. We don't teach you how to blame or be a victim. We don't teach you how to hate women and feel that they're the scourge of the earth. So when people are mad at dating coaches, they're not really talking about us. Because we're not even on that level of trying to complain about women or giving them a quick fix on that. And see, what a lot of guys understand, Lakari, when it comes to man, it's not about just saying shit. Because you know what? You can say you're Superman every day. You know what I mean? Until you jump off that motherfucking building, you'll learn the truth, right? So a man is more about actions and behavior. See, a man can humble himself. Like the call, there was a caller the other night. He humbled himself. He said that I need help. That's a man that wants to learn. But when a man takes a position of not wanting to learn and thinks he knows it all and comes to people who know more than he does, that's not man type shit. See, a man is someone that doesn't cry about women. He doesn't worry about women, and his life is not revolved around women because women have nothing to do with the game itself. Women are just a fucking perk. You know what I mean? They're just a perk in the game. So a lot of these guys, it's one thing to ask questions because you need clarity on something, right? But when you're making your world about women and you're going online and you're trying to cheat the game and learning shapes, colors, numbers, and levels and all that other stupid shit that these motherfuckers are regurgitating thinking that they know the game, then, you know, you're just digging yourself in a greater hole, Ms. Lucario. What say you, man?
Yeah, and that's real talk what you're saying. And the thing is, you know, at the end of the day, man, when it comes to you understanding about manhood or it comes to you understanding about being that masculine dude, you have to understand that this shit takes work, which is why most guys don't want to do it. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week type of thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to be on point at all times, and it's a huge responsibility being a man. This is why, you know, unfortunately, you got a lot of dudes out here who don't want to be men. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
Dressing up like women and all this other crazy shit because they don't want to have to be men. This is why you have guys out here talking about, yo, well, I'm gonna just lie to the girl and I'm gonna just flake on a girl because they don't want to actually take responsibility for the things they said they were going to do or to actually follow through on anything. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of times what happens is because you don't want to do this, that means that you're not going to get the respect level that a man would when he's even dealing with women.
Right.
You're fucking with these chicks and you wonder why the chicks is playing you, wonder why the chicks always, you know, disrespect you and treat you like shit. And that's because you're not showing up to them as a man. You know
right.
What I'm saying? They're like, why should I respect you when I see you acting like a bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and one more thing on this is that, see, the thing that a lot of young men don't know who try to go to all these guys that tell them they know game, they got to understand the game goes throughout time. I mean, and I always got to tell people, isn't a lion in 74 B.C.? Wasn't a lion in 84 A.D.? Wasn't a lion in 1920, 1940, 2014? The lion doesn't change. The chimes and the things change, but the lion stays the same. And see, a lot of these guys are under the impression that they've been getting all this regurgitating information thinking that women have changed. The game has changed. It's different now. No, nothing's changed. It's the fact that women are not going to fuck with anybody they find weak. They're not. That's that. At the end of the day, you are either hunting or you a bitch and you prey. And that's what they don't want to come to grips with. Carl, you got the floor.
So it says, hey, Locario, when I approach women, can I have a woman invest in me by having her do small favors for me? I heard that if you get a woman to invest, then she will start to like you more. So can I get her to invest, for example, I'll go up to a girl and ask her to do me a small favor, like, can I borrow your phone to call my mother to wish her happy Mother's Day? would something like that help a woman to like me because she's investing in me? Hey, Steve, I'm sorry for laughing, but that's
it. I just want to turn the show. I just want to end the show right now. All right. Let's talk about this. What y'all guys don't understand about investing is that women make emotional investments. And an investment a woman makes is basically when she sees her shoes or a dress. It's about how it's going to make her feel. It's the feeling of what, if she buys into the dress or the shoes, then what kind of a feeling is she going to get by wearing or holding it? It is the same thing about men. You don't have, see, the problem is these guys are looking for women to invest in them, but when the woman opens up their cupboard, there's nothing inside to invest in. Why should she invest in somebody that, again, is walking up to her asking her, can I borrow your phone to talk to my mother? Why would she want to invest in that? And see, what a lot of guys don't understand, they need to learn how to spit yak. They don't know how to talk to women. They don't know how to stand on their principles and live off their interests around women. So when you look at investing, it's an emotional thing, Mr. Locario. This is not about the guy kissing a woman's ass and getting crumbs. You know what I mean? It's nothing about this. The bottom line is, if there is nothing about you on an emotional and sexual level that she finds so intriguing where she will do shit for you, then you ain't doing it right.
Right. Now, if you get a woman to a vet, she won't like you. But the example he used, that's not really a woman investing in you. And also, that specific example makes you look like you ain't got shit going on. Like, why would you ask a woman to borrow her phone so you can call your mom? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does this dude not have a fucking phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's going to look goofy on his part. Now, the thing is that as far as getting a woman to invest, like you were saying, Steve, is like, what is she investing in? So she has to still see some value in you in order to want to invest.
Yes.
You know, and so that means that you have to be a guy who's on point for her to even see that it's worth to invest in you. Once that you are on point and she sees that and she wants to invest in you, then, yeah, you can, you know, get a chick to do certain things for you, tell her to, you know, and, you know, it could be little things to big things. You feel what I'm saying? But also make sure that the things that you're telling her to do aren't things that, make you look like you're goofy or incompetent. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're asking a chick to borrow her phone so you can call her mom, so that you can call your mom, that makes you look incompetent. You feel what I'm saying? Versus, you know, tell her to make you a sandwich. That's how you get a little shit like that. That's a little thing you can get her to start investing in doing to you. Tell her to fucking do your laundry. Tell her to help you out with this project you're doing. Something that is going to get her to, you know, jump on that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, where's the care? I mean, okay. Let me show you how a man does it. A man can take anything and put it to his advantage when it comes to a woman. Let's take the telephone, calling your mom, right? Okay, can I borrow your phone to call my mother for Mother's Day? And then I'm allow you to make it up to me by you taking me out to dinner or you fixing me a dinner at your place. So after I call my mother, let me know when you're free. And you know what? I'm going to go over there. Now, you better know how to cook. Because I don't deal with women who can't cook. Now, can you cook? You see what I'm saying? See, doing that's why I say carryover. But if you're just basically listening to some YouTuber to say, well, this is a pickup tactic, it's not going to work because she's going to see right through you. What say you, Mr. Locario?
No, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I like that you were saying carryover, because I think what happens a lot of times when guys are trying to learn game or learning how to interact with women is they think about pickup tactics and pickup lines and all that other stuff, but it's like, okay, after you do that, then what? You feel what I'm saying? So guys don't know how to fully, you know, be consistent with a woman. You understand? How do you consistently get her to invest? How do you consistently get her to want to fuck with you? How do you consistently, be that attractive dude just in general? And so I think that's part of the thing that guys aren't getting, because dudes, they do this like part-time type of shit, where they'll be like, oh, I got a date coming up, Friday. Let me go in and look up some videos on YouTube to know how to deal with the date. And it's like, bro, you should have been, investing in yourself.
Right.
It's the last minute. And you see what I'm saying? And this is why you end up losing shit, or shit doesn't really work out in your favor. You're not really doing the things you needed to do from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And absolutely, Mr. Carl. And what a lot of those guys do that run on YouTube to set up for the date don't realize they're already in the weak position from the get-go. Right. They don't understand that these women know the game. And that's one of my emails I got. I'll stop. I'll talk about that in a second. All right, but let me hit a quick commercial real quick. We'll go to Lucario because he's got an email next. But it's me up next. Let me go ahead and hit a quick two commercials. And then, guys, y'all want to call in? This is Mr. Lucario, the badboymembership.com. I'm the Man Mindset. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game.
All right, there we go. Sorry, wrong one.
You understand the truth. You'll keep being disappointed in everything you do when it comes to women and the dating game. Welcome to BadBoyMembership.com. You get new, honest, straightforward information every month from the bad boy himself, Mr. Lucario. Think about it, guys. Her pussy is wet. Her mouth is watering. She has nothing to put inside of it but some food. Change up the game by learning what it takes to become the man she needs, not the bitch she wants. BadBoyMembership.com. I keep telling you, the truth is inside you. But wouldn't you rather it be inside her mouth or between her legs?
There you go. And let's get this. And let's play. I love that one, too. That's one of my favorite. I love that one. All right, hold on one second. Here we go.
What up, yo? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to the ManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back, man. So let's go ahead, guys. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373, guys, if y'all want to call in. If y'all got a question, let me check the line real quick. Okay, lines are buzzing right now, guys. All right, so we'll go ahead and bring you in. First, we got a long distance in 314. We'll bring you in after that. Area code 816-825. All the number. Can we help? What's your question?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question? What's
your
question?
I'm new to Mr. Lucario. I like your stuff. I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks. Here's the thing. I live in China. I've been here for about 3 years, and my financial game has come up a lot in the last, I would say, year and a half. So I'm single, and I meet women at a lot of, like, social, what do you call it, like, business meetings and social events. Here's the problem I'm having. A lot of these women that I meet, if you have money, they think you're, how can I put it, they think you're like a sugar daddy. And they have the impression that, you know, you're supposed to do stuff for them and buy them things. Because a lot of men here do that, particularly in Asia. Like, they meet a lot of these women, and they're like, I'll buy you this, I'll do that. And I'm trying to figure out what can I do to get out of that, to stop being perceived like that.
Okay,
you
all right.
Sorry,
do you want to go first or shall I? Would you like to go first or shall I?
No, you go first.
All right, let me tell you, caller, let me tell you why you're fucking up from Jump Street. Let me tell you. Now, listen to what you're saying. You're saying that they think and their impression, right? Well, let me tell you, I don't care if I'm in China, Pakistan, Germany, or Italy. I don't give a fuck what they think. And I don't give a fuck what their impressions are because care what they are doing. All I'm going to do is put my bid in and show her why she should suck my dick. Why she should get with me. See, you've already given yourself, if you look at what you said, that's like a negative 10 right there on your scale because you have given points to their power. You're worrying about what they think. You're worrying about their impressions. And you're thinking about what they're doing to other men. That's another negative 5. You do. Does that make any sense, sir, so far?
Some of it, yeah, but some of it, no. Wait.
What? Tell me
what? Hold on, bro. You got to let me speak, bro.
Wait, listen.
What I'm telling you is this. Like, I see what you're saying. But I know, but these women, before they get a chance to even interact with you, they'll start being on that vibe, kind of. So I'm trying to figure out.
Can you read a woman's mind? Sir, can you read a woman's mind? Can you read a woman's mind?
Yeah, sometimes by how she acts to you, yeah.
Let me just pause and go over them real quick. Let me say this and throw it to you, Lucario. This is exactly why they fuck up. He's coming in a weak position, and then he's trying to justify their vibe. Lucario, have you ever walked in a room and saw a woman start vibrating and shit? Fuck you mean a vibe? See, this is why you ain't gonna get no pussy because he's worried about a fucking vibe. You got it, Lucario.
I'll say this. It's, one of two things you can do, right? Or one of two things that'll happen. One is they're gonna come to you, just like they would come to most other dudes and try to see and get you to trick on them, to give them money.
Yes.
Who will actually, give me some money, and they get that vibe from you. You know what I'm saying? So if they do get that vibe from you, all you need to do, like Steve was saying, is let them know what you're trying to do. So they could come to you acting however they want to act, but you turn that shit around and say, listen, I see you. I could see you coming up to me to try to get this paper, but I'm not gonna give you shit but dick. That's all you got. So you give them that energy. One, two. Understand that there are going to be certain situations where, based off of how attractive you are as a man and how you've been building yourself up and your confidence level and your energy level and all this other stuff, where certain women won't even come to you like that in the first place, even if they are a hoe. I was in Brazil, and Brazil, they have a lot of, prostitutes and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chick approach me who I wasn't even aware was an actual prostitute. And I fucked her for free. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't find out till afterwards she was selling pussy. You understand? So the thing is, she never mentioned that. She just wanted to fuck. But this is what I'm saying, where she got that vibe from me while we were interacting. But that came from me building myself up as that type of dude, getting immersed in the game. You see what I'm saying? So they can tell which dudes that they could get over on and which dudes that ain't going to really go for the bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? So then they'll come at you a different way.
Right. And I'm about to open up real quick, but I'm open you up real quick, China. But check this out real quick. But let me say this. What he doesn't know, Ms. Lucario, is that as soon as he walks in that building, they already know he's a mark. Right. They already know. They see, he think that he's trying to portray, pretend, or try to act like, but they could tell the difference between a man that doesn't give a fuck and makes it about him, because that man is going to go straight after what he wants and not give a fuck, versus the guy that walks around the room, looks around, ducks, hides, and makes excuses. But let's open up China and see if he understands what we're saying to him. Sir, do you understand what we're saying to you?
Bro, listen, you ain't got to be condescending. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I understand.
Wait. Stop. Wait, dog. Whoa. Stop. Slow down, man. What did I say anything? Who's condescending? Nobody's being condescending. What you need to fucking do is put your fucking ego at the goddamn door, shut your ass up, and listen to the information. You called in this show, bitch. So don't sit there and tell a motherfucker he being condescending. Either you're going to take the information or you not, motherfucker. So I'm going to open you up and ask you, do you understand? But don't you come in no fucking feminine-ass position, bitch. Now, do you understand?
You're just... Brother, I don't need to understand.
All right, there you go. Gone. Error code 314, which question, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? What's going on? I just wanted to come on and just... Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got Mr. Licario on, too. It's my...
I just wanted to just, you know, come on and thank you guys, because just like that brother that came on before me, we already be knowing as men instinctively the things that we're doing wrong. And the reason why we get upset or offensive is we know instinctively as men what we're doing wrong, and we choose these situations and these women, and we get played because inside, in our hearts and our minds, we already know what's going on. And it's some situations that happened to me that I already knew what was happening before it actually happened. So I just want the brothers that's listening, man, don't come on and be disrespectful to the OGs and things of that nature. Just listen to what they have to say and accept where you messed up at. Today is a new day. And I just want to thank y'all. That's
real. Sorry, would you like to say on that, sir?
You on that, bro. I appreciate that, but see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, dudes just need to be able to. From earlier about masculinity, you're supposed to be able to hear the information and not get emotional about shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, and that's respect right there, young man. You wanna know why? Because it's hard for a guy to hear or saw a hard truth. Y'all, so many men are so used to guys out there on YouTube saying, it's okay. It's not your fault. Tomorrow's going to be a better day if you drink your milk and cookies and drink your warm milk and have your little bedtime story. You'll wake up and everything will be magical. They're not used to real talk. See, if you can't handle Mr. Licario or myself, then you're not going to be able to handle a woman, because women are much treacherous and deceiving than we are. If you can't handle what we're telling you, because Licario, we're trying to help you. We're not trying to sabotage you. The only way you're going to get the help is you got to make that punch in the chest. You got to feel it. You know what I mean, Licario? You can't get mad because you're weak. You're weak. That's not bad, but that's a starting and stopping point where you know where you're at. Does that make you see what I'm saying, Licario?
Right. Nah, that's real talk. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? I want to address Reggie Adventures in the chat. He said it's always niggas with no receipts with the most game. See, that's interesting, because the dudes who have the most game know not to show all their fucking receipts. You know what I'm saying? The niggas who got the weakest game is always showing their receipts. Why? Because they got to make you believe that they are who they pretending to be. You see what I'm saying? That's what dudes will get.
And also with Reggie, what is me showing you my women? How's that going to help you get women? What is me showing you? Look, what you should look for, let me show you something, teach you something, Reggie. Don't look for Licario's receipts or my receipts. Listen to the information and challenge the information, because Licario and I are not trying to make you one of us. What we're trying to do is we're trying to show you how to be a better you. All right? So, but 314, I guess that's Reggie calling us, so he wants to talk. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, well, he's telling the phone. So, but 314, man, we appreciate the call, man. Respect to you, young man, and we'll throw you back in, okay, my brother?
All right.
Thank you, sir. I guess this is Reggie, who's anonymous. 1 second. Yes, is this Reggie?
Hello.
Once, twice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
What's your question, man?
You didn't say my area code. Can you hear me?
All right, goodbye. All right, so, all right, let's go ahead. We will go to a another quick commercial real quick, guys. Y'all want to call in, y'all have the number, 515-605-9373. We're here to help you. Let's go ahead and get to another ad for my boy, Mr. Lucario.
Do you want to learn the easiest way to have more sex with more women? Then get the critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. In this book, you'll learn everything you need to know about attracting and sleeping with beautiful women. That's How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. Get your copy today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
All right, and one more on this end. Let's hit this one.
When I started listening to your show.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm my bad.
You, bitch, you tried to cheat the game by following fake YouTubers and reading books. While you're by yourself, she's about to come over to my crib. First, she's going to hug me. Then she's going to tell me how hot I am. Then she's going to bitch and laugh about you. Oh, it's go time. I have to go. She wants me to spit flava in her ear while I hit her from the back. Keep watching those fake videos.
All right, we got another call. Let's bring him in real quick. Eric Cole 111. What's your question, sir? What's up? All right, we'll let you go. Thank you. All right, Lucario, let me go ahead and read the next email. All right, so here we go. Let's see here. Let me pull this up. Next email, kind of long. Oh, shit. Met this girl overseas. We became good friends. I really liked her and developed feelings for her. She lives on the other side of the country, and after a few months of intense chatting back and forth for 9 months, I decided to take a trip to go see her. We met up, everything went well, and we were chatting and had a pretty good time. When I got back home, she acted different with me. She didn't reply to my Facebook chats. She didn't answer my phone calls and things like that. All of a sudden, 2 days ago, I got on Facebook, and she unfriended me, and I sent her a friend request, and since she's rejected and blocked my number. How can someone go from messaging you 5 times a week, having a great time, hanging out, to completely ignoring you and discarding you overnight? What am I doing wrong? Please help.
So he said he was talking to her for like 9 months all over like
chatting. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, basically, she just got bored with him, bored with all the attention she was getting, because she was getting the attention all that time, but nothing was really happening anyway. So at a certain point, once the woman realizes that she can't up the levels of attention, she's just like, all right, well, I'm good. You feel what I'm saying? You gave me everything you want. It's just like, look, understand something. The same way that you will fuck a chick, right, and get tired of fucking her, some random girl you fucking, right? It's the same way a chick will use you for your intent for your attention.
Yes.
And then get tired of, like, you know, your attention. So she basically fucked you until she got bored. That's that version of that going on. So just understand that that's part of the game where you just give a girl all this attention and she's kind of done with it at the you know, in the situation. But he should have never really even been giving this woman any type of attention anyway. He should have just been focusing on women that he could actually really see and spend more time with to actually make something happen.
I don't think guys fully understand. I'll talk about this in the next email about how women know the game. All right. Let me just say this. The problem I see is you are chatting with her. You are running behind her. You are kissing her ass, and you wanted to go see her. See that? Her, Mr. Lucario.
Right.
I don't hear anything about, well, she got with me. She's sending me messages. She wants to see me. She got a plane ticket and flew and came and saw me. We're not hearing that from you guys. And you have to understand that when she realizes that you have nothing to offer her, and I don't mean dick because she can get dick anywhere. She's looking for something more. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about dinners and all that other shit, unless she sees you as weak. But we'll talk about that in my next email. But what I'm just saying to that guy right there, Mr. Lucario, is that's the problem. He came – you can't come out the gate in a weak position because the women are going to smell weakness. And if you come off in a weak position, she's not going to respect you at all. And let me just give you a quick example before I throw it in my dog, Mr. Lucario. But you guys out there have to understand how these women think. Listen to this.
From the book, Grassology, keep eating grass, you weak bitch. We eat meat. Grassology rule one. A woman isn't going to fuck with a man whose pussy is tighter than hers. Guys, this means if you're wimpy, scared, have no confidence, or you just can't lead her, she's going to make you her bitch. Why? Because a woman doesn't want to date herself.
And see right there, Mr. Lucario, that's where a lot of guys don't understand out the gate. They don't I'm going to say that for my last email, but they think women are stupid. But we'll talk about that in a second. But what say you on that, Lucario?
You know, the thing is that the actions that you take, they're going to speak for you. So if you're sitting there on the phone all day with some chick, or you're dealing with some chick for months and months and months, and you're giving all this attention and you're making everything about her, that makes her think, she says to herself, well, what type of guy would actually do this? And so she's looking at you like, well, you got to be weak. You got to be a lame. You got to be on some beta male shit to be doing this type of shit. So therefore, automatically, based off your action, she's getting a message from you. You see what I'm saying? This is why you'll have women who you always hear women crying and complaining or bitching about, like, you know, oh, this guy over here, he hasn't picked up my calls. He's ignoring me. He's doing this. He just came over and fucked me and left and blah, blah, blah. And the reason why they're complaining and they're all up in their head about this guy, right, is because his actions are showing that he is the more desirable guy. The reason
yes.
why he's not hitting you up all the time is because he has other shit to do and he has other women he's dealing with. The reason why he just comes over and he fucks you in and doesn't call you for 2 or 3 weeks is because he got a lot of shit going on. So he's a woman is seeing him as the more higher value dude. She's like, damn, I want to get him because he has so many things going on and I want to be a part of what the fuck he has going on. Versus you're sitting there interacting with the chick for 9 months, texting her, hitting her up all the time, you know, being available all the time. And it's just like, she's like, okay, like at first she takes it because she likes the attention.
Yes.
But at the same time, she gets turned off. See, that's the problem with a lot of guys. They don't realize this. Two things are happening simultaneously when you're dealing with a woman like this. You're giving her attention, so she's liking it. So you're thinking because she's liking the attention, she's liking you. But while she's liking the attention, her respect level for you is dying at the same time.
Yes.
Which is why all of a sudden she just stopped hitting you up or stopped wanting to fuck with you. You see what I'm saying? Because you were doing all this stuff thinking you were getting somewhere, but what you were really doing was you was fucking making the traction go down simultaneously as you were giving her all this attention.
Yes, sir. We got a phone call, Lucario. Let me go and hit this phone call, and we'll get right back. Let's hit this phone call real quick.
Hey, you guys! Cut that bitch off!
Area code 240. What's your Hello? Question, sir? What's up?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
All right, we're going to let him go. He ain't got no answer. I mean, come on, man. It's like, all right, Lucario, you have the floor, brother.
All right, cool. Let me see. This is a little bit of a long one.
All right.
So it says, I'm 22 years old. I finally moved out of my parents' house and got my own crib. However, the location I'm currently at is not exactly where I want to be due to financial stability. I currently live an hour away from the main city. Where there's an abundance of chicks around.
but I don't see myself living a lot closer to the city until about a year. I usually talk to chicks in the daytime. He said, but my he was basically saying, because I don't want to be just too damn long, but basically saying that he moved out of his parents' house.
Yes.
Living at a place that's an hour away from the city. So he's like, how am I supposed to get chicks if it's so far away from where all the women are? So he's saying, should I wait until a year from now to start hollering at girls until I can move closer to the city? Or should I, you know, like, still try to get girls to come see me, you know, an hour away? So what's your thoughts on that?
I'm going to be nice to this guy because maybe he doesn't understand the game, man. The game is going to move on whether you sit still or you move. You got to understand that. The last thing you want is the game to pass you by. One thing I used to do, Lucario, is when I moved to Texas in the city, I got a map, okay? I took a marker, and I put the map on my wall. I took a marker, and I drew one line down, one line across. So I had section 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, like, it's speeding up for you guys. Like, if I wanted something from Walmart or I wanted to go eat something, I wouldn't do is go and talk to – go to Walmart in my area. What I would do is I would go to the Walmart in the area, a certain section, because every section has different kinds of women. Every area are different women. You get into the rich areas and stuff like that. Don't you see? Here's the problem, I think, Lucario. I think what he's doing is he's using his place where he lives as a reason why he's ashamed of, because he thinks that if I get a woman and I get her to my place because I'm not living in the city or in the life that society has told me to be like, I'm going to be judged. And I think that's the problem with a lot of guys. Y'all are worried about what other people think about you rather than stand on what you have. Lucario, what do you guys say on that, man?
Yeah, and the thing is this, you know, when it comes to this type of stuff, right, if you would say, well, I'm an hour away from the city, so it's going to be hard for me to get girls from the city back to my place because it's far away and all this other stuff. And the thing is, if a chick wants to hook up with you, she wants to fuck you, she wants to make something happen, she'll make it happen. She will drive with you, will get in your car with you and take that hour drive. You feel what I'm saying? And
yes.
She'll take a fucking Uber back if she needs to. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not really the length, because look, I've had I remember when I was on the show on VH1 called I Love New York back in the day.
Yeah.
So I had this woman who flew out from, I think she was, I can't remember exactly what she was, but she flew from her city to meet me in, like, California. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to fuck with me for one night. You feel what I'm saying? So if a chick wants to get it in, she's going to figure out a way to get it in. So you could go to the city, meet some chick, bring them back to your place, or you could go on online, meet a chick and tell her to come through, drive herself over, she'll drive herself over. I've had women do that type of stuff too. So if the girl wants to make it happen, she'll make it happen. So he doesn't necessarily need to wait until he gets his money up to move to another place in order to get women. He can still find women in his area, but also the women in his city, he can still, you know, make this shit happen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, just speaking of reality shows, you've been on one, and I was on Mad Nation 3, okay? You know, I was on the video game one where we were on a bus, and we would drive around the country on a bus. And regardless of what city we were in, Chicago, Kansas City, wherever we were at, I made sure that I got the guys some ass. I mean, they were scared of women. So, when you know, after we got done filming and we had the break for the day, we wanted to make sure that we went out there. And I showed him how to talk to women, but everybody's, well, I'm in a hotel. I'm in a motel. She's not going to want to come back with me. It's not the comeback. It is what she feels the investment is going to give her by being with you. And I think a lot of guys don't understand that. Okay, you see what I'm saying? A lot of guys don't get that, man.
Real talk.
So am I up on the – it's on me?
Yeah.
Okay, so – Here's my email. Steve, you're always saying women have more game on their pinky than most guys have. And what I don't understand is that what makes women so smart, or smarter, he means, smarter than us, where they got more game on their pinky than all of us combined together? I don't understand, help, blah, it's just a bunch of stuff. But that's the question about women. What is it about? Why am I saying, but I'm throwing to you, why is it that it's said that women have more game than guys, but what is the reason behind it, I guess, Mr. Lucario?
Right. I think, well, one of the reasons is this, is that women know what, like, us men, we put our cards on the table already. You understand what I'm saying? So they know we want to fuck, so therefore women can do what they need to do to get what they need to get out of us. You know what I'm saying? And then once they're like, okay, well, I'll pull him some pussy, or, you know what I'm saying? So they can leverage that shit. So what happens is because they know what we want already, they're like, or because guys only are putting that on the forefront. Because see, this is the thing. When you're the average dude, all you're thinking about is sex. You see what I'm saying? When you get to higher levels of the game, there's other things that you're thinking about. You feel what I'm saying? And so what happens is that when a woman interacts with the average dude, which is like, I'd say like 90% of guys out here, right? The reason why she can, you know, get what she wants is because she knows what you want already. So she's like, well, I know he wants to fuck me, so I'm gonna get him to take me out to all these dinners, pay my rent, I'm gonna get him to do all this other stuff,
right?
And then I'll tell him to pussy, right?
Right.
But when she meets a dude who's on point with the game, who knows what he's doing and who has other things that's required of him, then she's like, oh, shit, this is a different type of dude. And that's what makes her even more attracted. And that's what makes her fall into your frame and fall into in line with what you're trying to do. But the thing is, the reason why women, their game is way more on point than most dudes is basically because, you know, the average dude is just thinking about sex. And so she can manipulate that situation to get what she wants out of you. But, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we can take this all the way back to junior high. In high school, where women learn behaviors in guys that carry over from junior high school to high school into college and into life, that these guys are the same way. They beat around the bush. They're not assertive. They're not decisive. They don't speak clear, concise. They're not impactful. They don't go after what they want. So at a young age, these young women already know what they're running into when they go out there. It's like these guys are playing poker with their cards facing the other direction. And what they don't understand is that women have met them before. What a lot of guys don't understand is that she hasn't necessarily met you before. She's met your behaviors before. And when your behaviors are showing her your cards, when you are sitting around, you're being passive. You're beating around the bush. You're asking for her number. You're trying to look at fucking body language, and you're trying to do everything under the sun. Number one, she recognizes that, Mr. Lucario. But number two, women are always, they got their ear to YouTube now. After the after 2007, April 8th, 2007, Lucario, is when women changed the game up a lot, because before then there were the pickup artists in the seduction community and women weren't doing anything, right? There were no met towels or anything back then, Lucario, right? As soon as in 2007, April 8th, in 2007, came out the pickup artists on VH1. Once that happened, women said, okay, if you want to play, let's play. Then you notice all the pickup artists are now met towels and blaming women now. What people understand is women learn and adapt. They listen to your show, Lucario. They listen to my show, and they listen to everybody's show that are teaching anything, because they want to prepare themselves for the guy that is using a tactic, a gimmick, or anything. They don't like you, Lucario, and they don't like me, because we're teaching guys just be real with women. That's kryptonite to their Superman, right? So what's happening is that as soon as she meets you, she knows your story chapter by chapter by chapter. And she's smart enough, Lucario, to make a guy think he's winning when he's losing, like a stripper does to someone that goes into a strip club. She can make you feel like you're the greatest person in the world, right, Lucario?
Right.
And still take your money from you on the back end. What say you, sir?
No, that's real talk. That's real talk. Like you said, like, see, a lot of guys don't realize that women are also watching these videos where dudes is like, yeah, just lie to her and pretend this and pretend that. So once they catch up, I've been in situations like that where I've actually talked to women at bars and clubs, and they bring this shit up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, these women already know what's going on out here with these guys doing this goofy shit. But when you're actually being real and authentic, right? There's nothing that she can she can't play around with that because
right.
It's coming from you and your individuality. You understand that individual person you are, which is unique, so that it's something new. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But a lot of dudes don't be tapping into that. They're trying to find tricks and gimmicks and a bunch of goofy shit to do to try to get the woman. But instead of actually being on point, being masculine, being authentic, being real to actually attract her. So as soon as a woman sees that you're playing those games, she's going to play the game even harder. Like, you can't.
Yes.
Women are master manipulators. You understand what I'm saying? So what you want to do is you want to, because see, this is what happens when you be real with a chick. When you be real with a chick, what you're essentially saying to her is, you have to play the bullshit games with me.
Yes.
So you can relax. You can chill. You can relax right now. You could be free. You can relax with me, and everything's going to flow well, and you just take this ride with me, and everything's going to be good. But as soon as you start playing those games, as soon as you start doing all that goofy shit, then her shit turns up 10 times. Because see, this is the thing. Women, because guys always talk about women are emotional, right?
Right, right.
Nowadays, men are way more emotional than women. So women are very good at having a poker face.
Yes.
Men aren't. So for example, let's say you're on a date with a girl, right? And she says to you, oh, I just want to let you know right now that I'm not having sex with you tonight, right? And so a guy whose game is weak, his disappointment is going to be shown all over his face. You feel what I'm saying? And so she already got you based off of that, because now you're so like upset, and your whole body language and your whole demeanor switched because she said that shit. But she was just saying that shit to say that shit to fucking see how you're going to react. And you reacted like a dude who's thirsty, a dude who don't.
Yes.
Who, you see what I'm saying? So now she's judging you based off of that. You see what I'm saying? And so the guys think that, oh, they could come up there and do a bunch of manipulative shit and lie and do all this other stuff. And see, what women will do is this. When a woman finds out, for example, let's say she finds out you lied to her and you were doing a bunch of goofy shit, she'll play along for a little while. She'll get you emotionally invested. She'll even get you to the point where you're like, you know, she's like, I'm going to get this nigga to fall in love with me. And as soon as he's at the height of being in love with my ass, I'm going to drop this motherfucker. And she's going to destroy your whole fucking world because of that bullshit you did on the second date. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she was stringing you along from there. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, you see, right, what guys don't understand, women are the masters of deception, manipulation, and lies. And I will repeat it again. They are the masters of it. The makeup, the fake hair, the fake boobs, the push-up bra, the tight clothes, the bow tie. Deception. They are the masters of it. So that means that they can smell shit coming from a mile away. And what do they smell? When you look at her and look away, she knows you. When you beat around the bush, ask her what she's doing, how her day is, she knows you. When you sit around and ask her what college she went to, and can I take you out to dinner, she knows you. She knows you. And like Mr. Lucario said, the reason she can't figure out a man, because a man is authentically something she's never met before. There's no book on Mr. Lucario. There's no book on me. There's no book on a man that she can go to and try to figure out what move she's going to make next, because a man is authentically authentic. There's nothing about him that it says he's this, he's weak, he's soft. He doesn't know what he's doing. So while she's trying to figure out what he is, what y'all don't understand is emotionally she gets attracted to it. The drawing is the attraction she has to something she's never met before. It's not what she knows. It's what she doesn't know. It's the gingerbread house. I see something that I've never seen before. Somebody that is coming straight at me. How many? And here's the thing. How many women is he sleeping with? Who's he dating right now? What does he want from me? Oh, my God. It's like, Lucario, it's like when, you know, it's a difference by listening to the radio of an artist and then listening to, and seeing them in concert. Because then you think, oh, my God, I might have a chance to get the women. I have a chance to go backstage maybe, right? So what we're saying to y'all guys is you can try to pretend all you want. But like a stripper, Lucario, they have a way of making you feel like you're important, like you are winning.
Exactly.
When they are slowly getting you from the other end, and by the time you realize it, your money is gone, and she and Lucario, they don't even know women trade guys off to other women. Once a woman taps his resources and he figures out, oh my God, she's just using me, she's smart enough to pass the guy on to another woman, a woman, to take his resources. Lucario?
And this is what I'm just going to be trying to tell you guys is that, see, when you got to understand that women understand the game because women have been, because think about it this way. You always see that women on the front end get a lot of attention. They're getting DMs in the Instagram, they're getting hit up on Tinder, they're getting hollered at in the street, whatever. So if you have a 27-year-old woman
who's yes.
been hollered at since she was 18, right?
Yes.
She's met so many dudes, she's met so many guys.
Yes.
Aware of the game playing because all the games you've played, she's seen them a bunch of times, right?
Yes.
So what happens is that you guys think the games that you're playing, those gimmicks are working because she's put. I'll put it this way: it seems like it's working because she's allowing you to work it. You understand?
Yes.
So meaning she allows you to take her out for those 3 days. she might have sex with you. She might not.
Yes.
Right? He's like, yeah, I'll have sex with him, but I'm gonna wait till he takes me on these three dinners. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm gonna have him take me on these three dinners, and then I'm not gonna have sex with him. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
You thinking you're getting over on the chick, but she's already seen the plan from the beginning. Why? Because you're the 6th, 7th, 8th, 10th, 100. The same shit.
Lucario, Lucario, what they don't understand is.
With that, this is how women play the game.
Yeah.
When you listen to you know, these dudes online who don't understand the game talking about, yo, just lie to the girl and then just flake on her and do all this other extra shit, usually what happens is that you're either going to find a woman who's extremely super insecure who don't know the game, or what you're going to find on the other end of the spectrum in most cases are women who understand exactly what you're doing and they're playing along.
Yes.
The most out of you. This is what you guys have to understand.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Lucario, it's how deep it gets, and these guys don't understand it. As soon as she recognizes you recognizing her, and she realizes that you're soft and you scary, she's thinking in her head, chauffeur, is he going to buy me dinners? Is he going to be my shoulder? What is he going to be to me? And how many crumbs do I have to pull off or push off the side of the table to give him, to keep him going after and thinking he's going to get something that he ain't going to get? And that's what they don't understand. And see, when we're telling you to be a man, I'm not saying be a man because y'all don't understand that. I'm saying when you know yourself and you're authentic, they have never met an authentic man. That's your name. You, who you are, is authentic. She's really never met you guys, and y'all don't understand that. But when you try to pretend or mimic the, like, these YouTubers and these book authors and shit that tell you to mimic them, then she recognizes you through the mimic. It's not the I'm gonna try and I'm gonna pretend. No, she knows it. She knows every move that you're going to make because they have dealt with so many guys. But what they haven't dealt with, Ms. Lucario, is a man. A man is something that they're not used to. Lucario, I'll give you find a word. We're running with a commercial, but you got to find a word on that, brother.
Yeah, that's the thing, guys. Look, again, if you're playing games, you know what I'm saying, understand that the women out there, they've been trained. They've been, they've been dealing with this for a long time. Trust and believe. So as soon as they see that, then it's game on. It's almost like, okay, you think you're going to be doing this? I'm going to get you back. And women can be very vindictive. Women can be very fucking, trust me, you don't see, is that, what's that whole saying? Is hell have no fury than a woman's scorn?
Oh, yeah. That's what happened in 2007.
So
yes. Yeah. And what they understand is they don't care. I'm not saying this to be mean, but they don't think about you motherfuckers, and they don't care about you. They, every day, they think about the power structure real quick, Lucario. She's not even thinking about these guys. But what are most guys doing? Complaining, talking about women, bitching about women, and all this other shit. You're complaining about a woman you never even met before, and they're not even thinking about you. So you're already handing power over to her because you've already set yourself up to think women are the scourge of the earth. Oh, they ain't shit and all this other stuff. She going down about her day. She ain't even thinking about you guys, and yet y'all are following guys that are bitching about women that you've never even met before. So who holds the power, Lucario? You see what I'm saying? But what gives Lucario the power over the woman is when they lock eyes and Lucario presents himself to the woman. You are meeting a Lucario. You're not meeting a Smith, a Wayne, or a Bob. You're meeting somebody you've never met before. And how you play your cards right is going to be the move of, if I'm going to leave your ass, or I'm going to allow you, keyword, allow you, Lucario, to get with me. What say you on this last thing, Lucario?
Exactly. That's fact. I think you said it.
All right. Well, let's all right, let's grab two commercials, and we're going to wrap this up and let everybody know what's going on. Let me get you a Lucario.
Eliminate the fear and anxiety. Do you want to develop the edge that all women desire? Then go to the badboymembership.com and let Mr. Lucario show you the way. Remember, guys, the truth is inside you. Now it's time for your truth to get between her legs.
I love that. All right, let me grab this.
Sometimes we need a boost or a punch in the fucking chest to give us the confidence to approach. Stand on your square. The fucking man attitude is a free product from the man mindset that'll help you get over that edge and help you get past any fears that you may have that can cripple your chances with women. We don't believe in one magic solution for everyone, so we'll keep the content flowing so you can find what works for you.
All right, Lucario, tell them what you got going on before we... Wait, I got to get 512. I think this guy, I don't know if he was a joke, but... 562, did you have a question, sir?
Hello?
Do you have a question,
Hello?
Sir? Okay, you waited that long to say that. Okay. All right, go ahead, Lucario. What's going on with you, brother?
Yeah, so, guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com. You get 45 to 90-minute audio on video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you guys hit me up, follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario, that's at Real Mr. Lucario. Make sure you guys follow me on there.
Yeah, guys, I just want to say to y'all guys out there, man, just want to let y'all know I'm going to do a ride. After we get done with Mr. Lucario, I'm going to get back in the car. I'm going to do a ride with the dean on the crown that you got to wear as a king and a man. And also, guys, we'll have a show live tomorrow. Check that out. Just go ahead and subscribe and hit the notification button, The Man Mindset. And we just want to say thank you to all you guys. We appreciate all you guys out there that are listening to us, and we'll kick it back to y'all next week. Lucario, what would you like to say before we go, brother?
We out of here, man.
All right, we out this motherfucker, man. Y'all be good, man. Peace. Peace. And all right. All right, hold on a second. Okay. All right, we're off the air. All right. Hold on, wait. Let me make sure we off, because let me hang up this line. Fuck, boy. Okay.